I, Katie, and Bethany.
Today we're back with Crime Watch on the radio, and it's Bethany and Katie.
Hello.
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 Now, you've got a busy time coming up.
Yes, we do. Probably one of our busiest times of the year.
Yeah.
So we've got some advice in relation to keeping your home safe, because as I say, dark nights are now in quite thick and fast, seasonal times upon us. Some advice to do with fraud, and we're also going to talk a little bit about an ongoing operation we've got in relation to tackling retail crime.
What's the fraud thing all about then?
We're just urging people at this time of the year to remain a bit more vigilant in relation to fraud. Obviously, Christmas is upon us. We don't need to stress that any further. There's lights everywhere, Santa Clauses and all that. And we just want to remind people, stay safe online. Yes, the internet has lots of positive aspects. You know, everyone's been in the Black Friday sales, buying stuff. It's a lot easier to obtain stuff online. But there are quite a few things that you need to know to avoid. These sort of include your computer viruses. These tend to circulate via fraudulent emails, so you might think it's something from a shopping company such as Amazon or your bank. If it doesn't look legitimate, don't open it, because there's risk that if you do open these emails, there can actually be virus or particular malware in there that can infect and damage your computer, as well as obtaining your sort of online information. Online shopping, we remind people, be cautious when shopping online and entering credit card and debit card details. Again, only use legitimate sites. As tempting as it is to take advantage of these really cheap deals you can see on sort of lesser known websites, but be very mindful that they might not be legitimate. Always use PayPal as a method of payment online if possible, just because you've got that protection for your credit cards.
Chris also asked the PCSOs, Bethany and Katie, what we should particularly look out for at this time of year.
We just want to stress for people to keep their home protected at this time of the year. As I say, dark nights are sharp upon us, and there's a few things that, you know, potential criminals do look out for in houses this time of the year. One of the key things which I urge people to do is when you do set up outdoor lights, because as we say, festive and all that, try not to utilise wires going through windows. We see a lot of people will hook up your external lights and feed it through into the home via a window. They'll either leave it open a tiny bit, or they will shut it but with a wire there. Criminals can look and see this as a potential entry point if the window's not as secure as it should be, and they can actually gain access into your home. Similarly, you know, if you've got your Christmas tree up, presents are all around it, be mindful to close curtains on a night, use light timers, stuff like that. I liken people's front windows to shop windows. You know, if it's 5 o'clock at night, you have your curtains open and all lights on. You've got everything on display, tree, TVs, right, loads of gifts. And people forget that. If people are walking past and look in, it just looks really appealing for a potential criminal.
Yeah. What other sort of advice have you got then for over the holiday?
Well, lighting is a proven deterrent against crime. As I say, I'm not including Christmas lights in this, but if you are returning home from work after it has turned dark, do utilise stuff like light timers. They're very easy and cheap to obtain. A couple of pound at your local DIY or hardware store, and just have those in a sort of room, either like your front room, an upstairs bedroom, not a hallway, because no one would ever be sat watching telly in a hallway. And be mindful to have those sort of triggering on as it does hit.
Well, we've heard from Bethany Thompson, and now it's Katie Bartlett's turn. And Chris Percival was asking Katie about Operation Romero.
Operation Romero.
Yeah, Operation Romero, yes. It's an operation which is ongoing now. It's been developed to continue to build on work undertaken by the Neighbourhood Policing Team and Shopwatch. The two areas that are joining together to positively promote the operation are Bishop Auckland Town Centre and St Helen Retail Park. Operation Romero will promote all the good work the officers and retailers can do when working as a team. It will also encourage retailers who are not part of the scheme to become more involved. And the key aims of the operation are to improve confidence through visibility, communication and partnership work with shoppers, retailers and Shopwatch. Addressing the issues around retail crime and reducing thefts from motor vehicles as well. And proactively targeting known offenders and organised travelling teams with a view to reducing offending and focusing on detections and intelligence. And engagement with youths as well to ensure that antisocial behaviour remains low. The intention of the operation is to carry out both high visibility patrols and covert patrols in and around both the town centre and St Helens Retail Park. This will hopefully inspire confidence and reduce the fear of crime and disorder in the local community, as well as deterring shoplifting, vehicle crime and antisocial behaviour. So as we know, this time of year, shoplifting does tend to see a bit of a rise, so hopefully more patrols in the areas will hopefully deter any shoplifters out there.
It does, of course, doesn't it, have a knock-on effect?
It does, yes, and I know the retailers that work with ShopWatch, they're up to date with, you know, people to look out for, known offenders, so they're well aware of who to look out for when in their shop. So it's also trying to promote the retailers that don't engage in ShopWatch to maybe think about doing so. It is worthwhile.
Conscious there, I mean, if a member of the public, if you're out shopping,
yeah,
you spot the shoplifter, what would you expect people to do?
A lot of stores now, especially supermarkets and things like that, have got security. So if you see a shoplifter, you can contact security. Again, as I mentioned with the ShopWatch, a lot of the stores have radios that are linked up to straight to police, and they can get on that radio, as well as informing police of the person to look out for. It also informs any other retailers in the area who have also got ShopWatch of who to look out for. They can then be stop checked by police.
Yes, it's a very good scheme, the ShopWatch scheme, isn't it?
It is, it's really good. I mean, they have monthly meetings where they'll use just one of the stores. All the retailers can come along. They'll get printouts of known offenders, people that are barred from the retail park. Again, they have a say in who they don't want in their shops. If they've offended in their shop previously, they can bar them from the whole sort of retail park or Bishop Town Centre, for example. But it's a fantastic scheme, and it definitely is worthwhile. I mean, being linked straight up to the police and getting us involved, it's vital in catching the offenders, really. It really, really is.
And there we are. That is Katie and Bethany, our PCSOs, in conversation with Chris Percival. And we'll have more contributions from those wonderful people.